This is VOA News via remote. I'm Nicole Bowman. Hong Kong said Friday its suspension of operations at its Taiwan representative office was motivated by Taipei's gross interference in internal affairs, including with its offer to assist, quote, violent protesters. These are accusations that Taiwan has rejected. Tension between Hong Kong's Beijing-backed government and democratically ruled Taiwan has risen since pro-democracy protests erupted in Hong Kong in 2019, and China responded by imposing a sweeping national security law in the city that prompted many activists to leave, some headed for Taiwan. A truce between Israel and Hamas took hold on Friday after the worst violence in years. But clashes broke out around the mosque in Jerusalem where similar scenes had touched off the conflict. Israel bombardment of Gaza and militant rocket attacks on Israeli towns by Hamas ceased after 11 days under an agreement mediated by Egypt. But the violence in Jerusalem erupted as Cairo prepared to negotiate with both sides on ways to maintain stability. The European Union will invest 1 billion euros to build vaccine manufacturing hubs in Africa, the head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said Friday. The move is meant to make Africa more independent when it comes to vaccine production. And the Spanish Interior Minister said Friday he hoped a diplomatic spat with Morocco over an influx of illegal migrants into Spain's North African enclave of Ceuta would end soon. Morocco had appeared to loosen its border controls with Ceuta for 2 days Monday, letting thousands of migrants pour into the enclave. For more on these and other stories making news today, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Leaders of the world's largest economies kicked off a global health summit Friday, where drug makers were expected to promise cut price supplies of vaccines for poor nations to help end the COVID-19 pandemic. The group of 20 nations looks set to call for voluntary licensing and technology transfers to enable a rapid increase in vaccine production, but will sidestep a push from the United States and other nations to waive valuable patents for the shots. Myanmar's junta-appointed election commission will dissolve Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, or NLD, party because of what it said was fraud in a November election. News outlet Myanmar Now said on Friday, citing a commissioner. Myanmar Now said the decision was made during a meeting with political parties that was boycotted by many parties, including the NLD. A bomb blast killed six people on Friday at a pro-Palestinian rally in southwest Pakistan and wounded 13, including the leader of a hardline religious party that organized the event, police said. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The White House says that North Korea will be a key topic when U.S. President Joe Biden meets with South Korean President Moon Jae-in in Washington today. Moon has been hoping to use his first summit with President Biden this week to press a legacy policy of engaging North Korea, as Washington has played down the prospect of any quick impetus on the issue. Biden is set to prioritize boosting cooperation with Seoul on regional security more broadly, notably in response to the challenge posed by China. The British government vowed on Friday to examine how the BBC is run after a damning inquiry into how the broadcaster got its 1995 interview with Princess Diana, as well as unprecedented criticism from her son, Prince William. An independent investigation concluded on Thursday that journalist Martin Bashir lied and deceived to persuade Diana to agree to the interview in which she disclosed intimate details of her failed marriage to heir to the throne, Prince Charles. And the Eurovision Song Contest kicks off tomorrow. The Netherlands, which won the contest in 2019, is hosting the event in an arena that will allow 3,500 audience members. Many of this year's contestants qualified for Eurovision last year, but that show was canceled due to the pandemic. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.